It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Hey, hey, hey. It's not Cadence again. It's Apostle Dwan Holmes Rollinson here in Jacksonville. And today I have a special guest with me today. Also, Kofi is here. Prophet Kofi from Tallahassee. Say hey, Kofi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Is that? And then guess what else we have today? Ooh, let me turn this. Let me do this. Prophetess Cadence is calling in today. And she is on the line right now. So what we're going to do is chat with her. She's there. She's listening. Cadence.
Yes. Hey there, Apostle Dwan. How's it going?
Hey there, Prophetess Cadence. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm well. Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you fine. Let me ask her that. Can you turn it on here, too, so the people in there can hear? Or no? No, it's off. So, Cadence, tell us what's going on there in Texas, because you've disappeared for, like, weeks now.
Yeah, I've been gone a few weeks, and I appreciate all of the local apostles and prophets that are in Jacksonville collaborating together and coming together and, you know, just being willing to release what the word of the Lord is saying during this time in my absence. But what I wanted to say was exactly what I just said. What I like about here in the region of Texas with the churches is that all the leaders come together. There's not a lot of division experienced here. The walls are down. People are hungry for revival. People are hungry to have a move of the Lord. I'm sorry I'm kind of talking funny because it sounds like the sound is being interrupted. But just in Texas, I've been revived myself because it has birthed a hope within me to see the walls coming down in the church like never before. So I just want to encourage everyone that's listening in Jacksonville tonight to open their heart and to be open-minded and allow the Lord to birth a fresh spirit of revival in their hearts and in their minds when it comes to the spirit of unity. I pray that the spirit of divine strategy would awaken in every listener, every church leader, and everyone wanting to go out and pioneer and be a forerunner in this great move of God. So I just pray that the wisdom that is here in Texas, that I see in Texas, especially in the Houston region, would just begin to overflow to the other cities and regions in the United States. Amen.
Amen. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Say hi to Prophet Kofi.
He's hey there, Prophet Kofi. Thank you for being there tonight. God bless you.
Hey, bless you.
Okay. You know what? We were talking about that. Let me see. So you're getting ready to go into a service. What else is happening? Or what do you anticipate God doing tonight in that worship service?
Well, this particular service, I've spoken a few times since I've been here, but it's another leader here that's speaking and releasing the prophetic word of the Lord. So I'm just excited to hear things confirmed that the Lord has already had me speak since I've been here. It was interesting when I first came here, the Lord was releasing that he was going to be dealing with the water. And I had no idea that the pH of the water had changed when the hurricane had hit. I didn't know about that.
Wow.
And after I prophesied that, we went to a town called Galveston where there were beaches. And the people were saying, oh, the water's blue, the water's clear, it's cleared up. And so we just saw the manifestation of what the Lord was speaking so suddenly. So I believe that this revival isn't just, awakening people, but I believe it's the sound that's being sent forth to awaken even the creation so that creation sound can finally be heard in order that the manifest sons of God be revealed once and for all.
That's powerful. We believe the same thing. Look, Kofi is here nodding his head. And, you know, we have people listening, watching online as well. We want to remind you guys that you can go to praise1079.com to listen in if you're there online. But, all right, Prophetess Cadence, we appreciate you taking the time. I know you want to sneak. Well, you snuck out so that you can get back into service, but we appreciate you taking your time to chat with us.
Anything else you want to say? I just apologize for the poor sound quality at the moment. I know my voice sounds kind of shaky. I'm trying to be mindful of what's happening in the room next to me. But anyways, God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh.
And I'll see you guys back in Jacksonville. What's that?
No, I was going to say, oh, no, it's our pleasure. Thank you. So we'll see you next week.
Ma'am.
All right. See you later.
God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. So that was Prophetess Cadence chatting with us from the Houston, Texas area. That's where she is. So we're here again today. And today, again, my name is Apostle Dewan Holmes Rollinson. I'm the founder of GICMP, which stands for the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets. I'm also the founder here locally of the Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy, where we really are about his presence and his purpose. And we want believers to know about that. We are also just excited about what God is doing as he is awakening people now. And so that's why, you know, we're here collaborating with Prophetess Cadence on her show. That's why I have Prophet Kofi here. He's one of my spiritual sons. He's a good guy here. Anyway, now, so we're going to talk a little about what we sense God is doing in this hour. But then also, of course, we're going to give you time to call in so that we can prophesy over you. If you're listening in, no matter where you're listening in from, remember the number is 904-296-2251. Again, 904-296-2251. But what I want to do now is hear from Prophet Kofi. Kofi, what do you sense that God is talking about and saying today regarding his awakening?
Well, you know, that's amazing. Really, the scripture that as I open my Bible up to, my digital Bible.
Your digital Bible. Mm-hmm.
Up to the word of the Lord is awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Mm. That's Ephesians chapter number 5, verses 14 through 16. Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. And, you know, just immediately right then, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat while men slept. And what we're seeing in our nation, what we're seeing around the world, what we're seeing in families is the consequences of what happens when men are asleep.
Sleep. Mm. I can feel that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, keep going. Now, you know, Prophet Kofi can give you revelation, then he can preach on that thing and go forever. But go ahead. Keep going. Keep going.
So as he's talking about, you know, just while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Every seed has a harvest. Mm. And so what happens when men are asleep, when we don't take inventory of the seeds that are sown, the wrong harvest can manifest.
Ah.
And so what we're seeing around the country with gang violence, with police brutality, with dysfunctional families, is the result of what happens when those seeds, the demonic seeds, are sown as a result of men sleeping.
So let's take that a step further. You know, tomorrow is Father's Day, and I know you always say, look, women, it's Father's Day. It's not single mom's day. It's not single whatever. It is Father's Day. So let's celebrate our fathers. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that we have to admit is that there are many fathers, even in Christendom, who have been sleeping. And I believe that's a part of why we are dealing with some of what we're dealing with today, right? Now, remember, wait a minute. Before you answer that, Prophet Kofi is going to be with us tomorrow at GPL. So make sure you come out at 3:30 to 5:30 tomorrow, because he has a powerful word about what happens when daddies pray and a father's blessing. Okay, but let's answer that question. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Okay. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I just
okay.
No.
And I don't want you to.
Good.
We're so prophetic.
You're good. I just wanted to circle back to my point.
Okay.
About men being asleep.
Yes.
And what happens when we are asleep is that we go into an unaware state. We go into a state of unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and while we need rest, what we can't afford to do is fall asleep. We can't afford to be unconscious with the things that are around us. Many times, even in my counsel, even talking with young men and young women, I'm always amazed at the lack of conversation or the lack of engagement between fathers and their children. Mm-hmm. In particular, in the matters of life, relationships in mm-hmm. particular, mm-hmm. there's no engagement. There's no interaction when it comes to what it means to date, what you need to be looking for, what you need to be praying for. Here's what you need to be looking mm-hmm. out for. Mm-hmm. Here's how you handle that, because the perspective of a man in a relationship is just totally different from that with a woman. But when we are asleep, we miss out on the interaction with the people that we're supposed to be leading into righteousness.
Wow.
You know, when men aren't guarding the gate, when men are not at the gate, when men are not standing with their weapons, the enemy can come in and out as he pleases.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I know that single moms have been holding it down and women have been holding it down for quite some time. But it's time for us, just to go back to this scripture, it's time for us to awake and arise from the dead. Mm. And what I hear the Lord saying right then is, thy brother shall arise again. Thy brother shall arise again. And so really that goes, I'm thinking about the scripture of when Lazarus was in the tomb mm-hmm. and Jesus was on his way to awaken him. And he said, you know, when the sisters came in intercession, was like, hey, you know, had you, right. you know,
had you been here,
my brother would not. And I was like, look, your brother is going to rise again. Fear not, even though he's stinking, even though he appears to be dead, mm-hmm. know that my word is going to cause him to arise. I'm here now.
Right, right, right.
The wait is over.
Right. And what that speaks to is what the name of this broadcast is, which is Awaken Me Now. That's a and you didn't even know that. See, he's so prophetic. He's such the prophet. That's what I love about Prophet Kofi. He really is an advanced prophet, one who can see deeply and can minister to most people at most ages and can go deep prophetically. And so that's why I'm excited about him being with us, not just today, but here in Jacksonville tomorrow at Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy from 3:30 to 5:30 at 8535 Bay Meadows, because he has a word not just for fathers, but really for families. There's a word there for fathers, but for everybody connected to the family. Hey, don't forget, if you're watching online, like the page, like the post, and do share, because, you know, it's important to get this message out. And, you know, I understand I may not be a father, definitely not a father, not a man, but there's a big responsibility that comes when you move into marriage and when you move into being a father. What is it like as a father in today's society when you have two teen girls, right?
Ooh.
Ooh. You need prayer. He needs prayer. He has some beautiful girls, too.
Listen, it is hard. It is hard being a father, because
you have to stay awake.
You got to stay awake. And you have to stay engaged. And my daughters are the type, you know, as I tell a lot of people, the good thing is they tell me everything.
That's good.
The bad thing is they tell me everything. You know, so I'm sitting up here like, okay, all right. So without me necessarily having to ask, it mm-hmm. means a lot to young ladies for them to have our undivided attention. Mm-hmm. And so many times as they're talking, you know, I might be on my phone. Mm-hmm. I might, you know, and mm-hmm. Lord, forgive me if there's a football game on or something like that. And they'll come in and they'll want to share or engage with me at that time. And the Lord really convicted my heart with, especially during the football game, look, they're trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention. Right. So put the phone down. You know, and they're very prophetic as well.
Right.
So they'll be like, Daddy, you're really not listening. You know, and that's all voice. So I said, you know what? You're right. Let me chill. Let me hear what you're saying. Let me hear your heart mm-hmm. as to what's happening. And as I tune in, then I can engage. And then there's this interaction with, you know, my biggest fear was what's going to happen when they, you know, have interest in boys.
Boys, yeah.
You know, or when boys have interest in them. How am I going to handle that? And so in this day and age, it's different because I was not armed coming up with the revelation of godly relationships. Mm-hmm. As it pertains to the kingdom and kingdom dating and what that looks mm-hmm. like. And so, consequently, my barriers and my lanes were very wide. I didn't have a whole lot of fences there. But now that I'm informed, you know,
right.
I've made it abundantly clear to them what my stance
abundantly
is. Abundantly clear. Not that that matters a whole lot when, you know, when you're dealing with a person's will. But I had to make my stance known. You're not ready for a relationship yet, mm-hmm. you know, and here's what that looks like. Here's what a godly relationship looks like. You know, well, God, daddy, are you going to pray? Are you going to talk to? No, listen,
I don't need to pray.
Yeah, I'm going to pray. I need you to know I'm going to pray, but I need you to understand what that looks like. Number one, if he ain't saved, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
All right. So know that that's going to be a conversation right. that we're going to have if he ever comes to the house.
Right.
We're going to talk about his eternal destination. We're going to talk about his relationship with the Lord.
Right.
We're going to talk about all of that. But more importantly, understanding the emotional state, being engaged, being able to gauge the mm-hmm. emotional mm-hmm. state of your child mm-hmm. as a father is key. Mm-hmm. Because they're different and because each child is different, you have to weigh circumstances differently. And God has to give you that wisdom. And that's why he said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him that he may direct your path.
Amen. That's good stuff there. Now, if you're listening, don't forget, we're going to be accepting calls in a minute for prophecy. The number is 904-296-2251. Here's what I want some of you women to do, because we get a lot of calls from women. Hey, go grab a man. Go grab a father. We want to minister to some fathers out there. We want to minister to some young men out there. You know what? And if you got a little boy, guess what? We want to minister to him as well, because he will be a father in the future. And so we want to minister to you directly. And in a moment, we're going to take our first caller to begin to prophesy. Ooh, he must have, look, sound like he got a revelation. Ramashata.
No. Listen.
He got a revelation. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's yield to Prophet Kofi. Don't forget, if you're watching online, like the page, like the post, and share.
Malachi 4:6 states, he will restore the hearts of the fathers mm-hmm. to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse. Mm. So our hearts disconnect with our kids.
Wow.
And their disconnection with us can cause not the devil.
Right. But God.
But can cause God to smite the land with a curse.
Oh, my goodness. Sound like you're reading the word there.
Listen, I mean, but if you look at our land and you look at what's happening here, you can't mm-hmm. say that we're in, you know, and Lord knows that the United States is blessed.
Right.
But there's so much going on right now. And knowing that God is not the author of confusion, you have to look at that and say, okay, there's a lot of cursed things that, that mm-hmm. are going on in our country. And so we have to stay in a state of connectivity with our kids so that we can win their hearts.
Right.
It's important for us to lay aside our ego, to lay aside the machoism.
Right.
And be vulnerable enough to take the time to win the hearts of our kids. You know, and so many of us, because of the job to provide, it's not just providing financially, it's also providing emotional stability, it's providing physical protection, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's providing godly counsel in the lives and the hearts, because every word that we speak is a seed, and every seed has a harvest.
Right.
So what are we gardening? The hearts of our children are gardens. The hearts of our families are gardens. Mm. And so we have to be mindful of the things that we are saying and doing, because every word matters. When God came to Adam in the garden, and Adam's first job was to name the animals, whatever he named them, that was his name. So God brings men situations. God brings men and puts men in certain circumstances to see what we're going to name the situation. Are we going to name the situation divorce? Are we going to name the situation adultery? Are we going to name the situation lust and perversion? Are we going to name this situation I quit and I give up?
That's good stuff. That's what we're dealing with today. We're it's one day before Father's Day. Prophet Kofi Hemingway is with me from Tallahassee, Florida. This is Apostle Dewan Holmes Rollinson. We're filling in for Prophetess Cadence, who is still in Texas. But this is indeed Awaken Me Now. And guess what? We're going to awaken to some prophecy right now in the midst of prophesying. Then we will also go back and forth, just giving you revelation. Don't forget, we're encouraging the men to call in tonight. If you know a man, if there's a man in your house, go grab the phone, dial the number, and give it to him so that we can prophesy and pray over him. Don't forget, the number is 904-296-2251. 2251. 904-296-2251. All right, we have Tanya. Man, there's a Tanya every week, isn't it? Tanya, it's not the same person calling. Are you Tanya? Did you call last week?
No, I didn't. No, I'm just messing
with you. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
It's our... Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about my father who passed on last year. And so it was unexpected. And so we basically grew up in a very abusive, domestically violent household, and just a verbal abuse up until he died.
And I imagine that could be very traumatic.
Very. And so I hate to say what I'm about to say, but sometimes one phone call from my father, I would have nightmares and anxiety for like 3 weeks. And so he passed. As much as I loved my father, it was like almost like a relief from the verbal abuse.
I understand. We understand. I think we hear this and see this a lot, because we're taught to cover up sometimes, and we're taught that in certain situations that verbal abuse is okay, and and it's not. Because what that begins to do is really tear into who you are. And so we appreciate you coming on and sharing transparently. What we're going to do now is pray for you. I'm going to allow Prophet Kofi. It seems like he's getting some revelation. If you don't mind, I'm going to have Prophet Kofi pray and prophesy or share with you right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Yeah, and it's just so, and you know, it just goes back to, you know, that lack of engagement. It's so important that fathers stay connected with the Heavenly Father.
Right.
You know, the head of the man is Christ. And when he is not the head for real, when a man is not submitted, it just opens the door to so much.
And abuse.
Yeah, it just opens the door to, you know, because it takes God to be able to govern your communication and to govern your skills and to govern your language as you go forth. And so, Sister Tanya, I lift you up now. I ask that the Lord guard your heart and guard your mind and release healing and deliverance like never before. I pray right now that even in the barriers, even in the areas where his words have traumatized you, that the layers of trauma that have hit your heart would begin to peel back and open up for the love of God to minister and to be released, so that you can forgive even the things that have been unforgiven. I come against even the portals and even the past actions of your father, the things that you've seen, the things that you did not express even on the phone line. And we ask right now, God, that you would order her heart, God, that you would re-engage her heart with you first, God, that she'll be able to tap into your peace, to tap into your love, to tap into your goodness like never before, that barrier of trauma won't transfer to other men that become involved in her life. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right. Go ahead, Prophet Kofi. You got something you want to share?
Yeah, you know, going back to just engagement as men, it's so vitally important that we stay connected. For apart from him, we can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, we get in a Superman complex where we feel like we have to do everything and have to do stuff. And you do it without being plugged into the source, you will get drained. And when you get drained, it opens you up to the attack of the enemy. More of us get attacked from being weary, mm-hmm. from being tired, not from necessarily being fearful, for just being overwhelmed. But David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, and so we have to look around. We have to look at our situations. You cannot grade the situation if you're disengaged.
Right.
You've got to look at it. It's just like a road trip. I'm trying to get to Jacksonville, but I'm not going to look at my map. I'm not going to talk to my GPS.
Right.
You know, I'm just going to go my own way. And the next thing you know, I'm headed north instead of south. I'm further away than where I was because I can't take inventory of where I am now. You have to know whether or not your wife is weary, whether your children are weary, whether they are worn out, whether your wife is feeling like she's carrying too much. Does your marriage lack direction? Are your children emotionally distant? Are they spiritually apathetic towards God? How do they feel about God? Mm-hmm. Are they engaged in church? Are they engaged in the Lord? Are they winning others to Christ? If they're not, you've got to look at on the inside and say, God, do a new work in me.
Hallelujah. And that's a word, I think, right there for men of God and men all over the world, because I know as a woman, sometimes we as women we're like, you know what? There's a book that says women are from
Mars.
Mars and men are from Venus.
We know what you're talking about.
Men are from Mars, Venus. Well, women are from Venus. I believe that's it. Oh my goodness. Somebody help us and say it right. Mm-hmm. But the point is, as women, sometimes we do talk and we'll say, oh my goodness, are we on two different levels? Do we not understand? Are they, you know, how come they don't act like they can hear, they can listen or whatever? Listen, what in the world is going
on? It is scary to, you know, we're built for confrontation.
Okay.
But men don't like confrontation.
Right.
We don't like that tough conversation, mm-hmm. especially with our significant other or when we're in a vulnerable spot.
Okay.
It's a tough spot to be in. And so it's necessary, not just for men, but it's also necessary for women to also gauge mm-hmm. the emotional aspect of their men, that they don't tear down what needs to be built mm-hmm. up.
Mm-hmm. Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Something like that.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys who are calling in and letting us know what it really is, all right? But this is good stuff. All right, let's go to Marlene. Marlene, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like prayer or prophecy today?
Prophecy.
All right. Prophet Kofi is going to prophesy to you. Her name is Marlene. Oh, Marlene. I'm sorry. Her name is Marlene.
Hallelujah. And Sister Marlene, I hear the Lord saying, as you submit even the more in me, I'm bringing you into a new season of clarity and direction like never before. I'm opening up doors that no man can shut in your gifting. I'm making your gift. I'm making room for your gift to be seen before men. But this is a season to step back and take inventory, because I'm about to do a new thing. Be still and know, don't move too quickly, for know that the wind of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, will speak to your heart and speak to your mind in this dark season. The clarity or the fear may be coming in from the fact that you may be in a dark season right now, but the dark season is a dark room as God is doing a work behind the scenes in you to heal your heart, to settle your emotions on what he's about to do next in your life.
Right. And even now, I also hear, Marlene, that intercession and praying and communicating with God is so important to you in this season, because it's in your quiet time with him that he's really going to reestablish you, and he's going to really begin to pour back into you like never before. So God says, do not take for granted the times that he awakens you, even in the midnight hour, because he is strategically breathing upon you, expecting you to come nigh to him so that he can not just heal you, but so that he can push you forth also, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. All right. We have, is this Sissy?
Yeah.
All right. Sissy, let's see. You want prophecy, I assume?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Where are you calling in from?
Homestead, Florida.
From where, Florida?
Homestead.
Okay. Wow. Very good. Homestead, Florida. Yeah. Okay. Prophet Kofi. Her name is Sissy.
Huh? Are we doing prayer or prophecy?
No, we're doing prophecy.
Okay. But
that's all they want. All they want is prophecy. So we're just going to prophesy to everybody. All right, Sissy, forgive us. Here we go.
Here the Lord is saying, damsel, arise, 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 arise. This is your season of awakening. This is your season to arise out of a stuck place, out of a place of procrastination, and move in the area where he has been calling you. I hear the Lord saying, daughter, write the vision and make it plain so that he that reads it can run with it. For it is indeed your time. It is indeed your season to stretch forth and to go forth and do the things. And fear not. Know that I am settling things, even in your emotions, in your relationships. I'm settling and even opening up opportunities to usher in healing and deliverance to the people that have wronged you, and even in places where you have erred. So therefore, daughter, know that I am with you. Be only thou strong and of a good courage, because you're going into a new land and a new season.
Hallelujah. And I hear God even saying, know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. And know that even in this season, I'm going to release another level of joy that will literally begin to strengthen you so that you can move forward in the purpose, plan, and destiny that I have for you, says the Spirit of the living God. God bless you, Sissy.
Amen. God bless you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to Sylvia.
Hello.
Hey, Sylvia, where are you calling in from?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Duval. All right. Okay. Sylvia, Prophet Kofi's going to minister to you.
I'll take prophecy and prayer.
Oh, she wants prophecy and prayer.
Yes. Amen. So what area would you like prayer in?
Prayer, like if getting ready to be Father's Day tomorrow, like the conversation that you guys had was very interesting with me being a 48-year-old woman, and I was not raised with my father. I don't even know who he is. So, you know, it has never been something that I feel that bothered me over the years, to not to ever have a connection on a father level, because I don't know my father. So, last year was like the first time that Father's Day really kind of, you know, I don't know if it meant something, but I felt a certain type of way. So, you know, with me, and I'm married, and I pray for my husband to have exactly the things that you were mentioning earlier, connection with, you know, with the children, you know, win the hearts of the children and myself as a wife. So, you know, I would like prayer for my husband and that, you know, because we're together, so he's in here.
Amen. So, Father, right now, God, I thank you for Sister Sylvia. God, I thank you for her transparency, God, and I ask now that every void that she has lacked from her biological father, God, that you would fill that void, God, that you would bring healing into her heart and into her mind and into her spirit, that she would remember not the former things, but lay hold and grasp a hold to the new things that you are, in fact, doing in her life. We lift her husband up to you now. We lift up their marriage to you now, God. And we decree and declare clarity. We decree and declare peace over that household. We decree and declare ministry over that household, that her husband would in fact begin to discern what is necessary to win the hearts of his children, that he would connect, that he would be engaged, that he would see fit to correct, to win their hearts, God, to correct them, to endure them, them, to involve them, to engage them into their purpose, into their destiny like never before. And Father, I thank you right now for Sylvia's heart, God. And I hear the Lord saying, daughter, this is a season, and it is never, it's not happenstance, of course, that you called, but no, intercession is indeed your portion. And what the enemy has tried to do in your last season is distract you from the place to give you the necessary strategies to go forth in what God is calling you to go forth in, and to do the things not only within your family, but also in your ministry, as well as your community. And so knowing that your conversation with the CEO of the universe really does matter.
Amen.
And let nothing interfere with that, because revelation will be downloaded in the secret place.
That's good. Oh, my goodness. God bless you, Sylvia.
God bless you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to, is it Tay or Ty? Tay. T-A-Y. That's Tay?
Tay. Correct.
Tay. We're glad to hear you. If we hear a man on the call. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Kings Bay, Georgia.
Praise God. Kingsman or Kingston or?
Kings Bay.
Kings Bay.
Okay.
All right. Look, we both can hear you now. All right. Let me share this real quick, and then we're going to minister to you. Don't forget, you guys, if you're looking online or you're listening, you can dial 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. And we're really encouraging the men of God to call in, the men of God to call in. If you have a man around you, a little boy around you, grab the phone, dial in, and let us minister to them prophetically. And don't forget, tomorrow you can meet us here in Jacksonville at 3:30 to 5:30, 8535 Bay Meadows, 8535 Bay Meadows, that's Suite 41, where Prophet Kofi is going to be ministering about fathers, and really ministering to fathers as well. All right, Prophet Kofi, minister to Tay.
Man of God, this is your season. Not to pull back, it might have seemed as though you were being pulled back in the last season, but I hear the Lord saying, my son, I'm bringing you into a season of sonship where you're going to be mentored, where you're going to be guided by the hands of people that will shift you into your next level, your next dimension, your next rigor of your life. That level of direction, there's a level of boldness that that you possess. And I hear the Lord saying, my son, don't pull back, but know that I'm literally about to shoot you forward into a season of clarity and learning. I'm launching you forward into a season of clarity and learning, not just in the things of the spirit, but also in the things regarding business, regarding finances, regarding money, and regarding even businesses. Well, I'm really hearing, I'm feeling your heart in regards to emotional issues, mm-hmm. dealing with family, dealing with your father, dealing with connections, dealing with relationships. And I speak to those areas right now that the Lord would heal your heart and even heal your mind and release you to be able to go forth and be the father of many nations. For there is yet leadership that is upon your life. And I hear the Lord saying, my son, seize this time of mentorship. Mm-hmm. Seize this time of mentorship that you will go forth and do the thing. So find yourself in the areas when the mentors begin to manifest in your life, as you begin to feel those, experience those words of wisdom from your mentors. Find yourself serving. Find yourself going forth and doing those things, and don't allow fear and don't allow others or negative seeds come in the midst of those things, because this is what you need in this season and time.
Amen. And even as Prophet Kofi was talking, I began to see your heart. And God says, this is a season where I really do need your heart to be pliable to me, says the Spirit of the living God, because there are some inner areas that I need to heal, even from times in the past as a young boy where your heart was broken. God says, this is a season where I really want to put those pieces back together again. God says he honors you for even coming forth and calling today, because there's another level of real intimacy that you want, and you want to really begin to, you want to really know that you know that you know that you hear God and that he has your back. And so God says, my son, know that I'm here even in the midnight hour when it seems like there's no one around. God says, no, I see you. I hear you. And God told me to tell you that also, that it's he who's speaking even in your dreams. Sometimes you have dreams and you're like, oh my goodness, is this God? God says, yes, it's me. I'm speaking. And he says, as you begin to honor me for your dreams and begin to say, God, speak to me. God says, even I have a journal there. And as you begin to write down these dreams, he says he's going to connect some dots in your life so that you can move forward in purpose, plan, and destiny. And Prophet Kofi has something else.
Yeah. And your transparency shall indeed open up your reward.
All right.
Okay. Your transparency shall open up your reward. So when you have the opportunity to share with the right person, share.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. K-A-Z-I-A, Kazia or Kazia?
It's Kasia.
Kasia. Oh my goodness, I got it all wrong. All right, Kasia, how you doing today?
I'm good. I brought my son here. He's 5.
Okay.
I wanted you guys to pray with him, and I was calling in for prophecy for myself, but he's right here with me.
Okay. Well, what's your son's name?
His name is Joseph.
Joseph. All right. All right. Make sure he's on speaker or something so he can hear.
Joseph.
Hi.
Hi.
Young man, you're called to be great. You're called to greatness. And so, Father, right now we lift Joseph up to you now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you be a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his pathway. We command his steps to be ordered by you. And I ask now that his intimacy with you would go to a different place, God, that you reveal yourself to him, even in dreams, that you'll protect him from all hurt, harm, death, and danger, seen as well as unseen. I ask that you give him wisdom beyond his years, that he'll communicate your word, that he'll communicate in truth, that you'll communicate in transparency, God. And I thank you that you will be his shield and buckler in Jesus' name. And for his mom, Kasia, God, I thank you right now that even the protector is upon you. The protector. You are a protector. And I see you going forth or in a pondering some things in regards to your next rigor and your next level, the next steps that you should take. Know that the direction that God is calling you in, it is indeed great. So allow yourself to be reeducated and be retrained in some areas, not because you didn't learn it the last time, but because you're going to train others and raise others up. It is necessary for you to endure this season of hardship as a good soldier. My hand is upon you to accomplish greatness in the earth. So know, don't be shaken in the shaking, but know that I'm about to do some things in your life that are going to cause you the table is basically being set before your enemies.
Amen. And even now, I want to speak to Joseph one more time as well. Joseph, God says, don't be afraid at nighttime and don't be afraid of what you see even during the daytime. God says that there are special things that he's allowing you to see. And he says, don't be afraid to even show that or share that with your mother because he calls you a seer. All right. And so, Ms. Kasia, just pay attention to what he's saying and see, he's not crazy. He's not seeing crazy people. He's just a seer unto God, and God's going to use him even in the future as he begins to be able to communicate what he sees. That makes sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And prophesy.
Right. So he's going to use all that together. So just begin to nurture him and just keep him covered. All right.
Okay. Thank
God bless you.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
God you. Bless you. Monica.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from, Monica?
From Houston, Texas.
Houston. Wow. That's where Prophetess Cadence is. But you're in from Houston. You want prophecy today?
Yes, ma'am. Just however the Lord leads you.
Oh, okay.
Amen. So, Sister Monica, Father, we lift Monica up to you now in Jesus' name, God. And we ask as she goes forth that the veil would be opened unto her. New access, new doors, new opportunity for you to learn of me. So even embrace the trouble, embrace the affliction, for even in the workplace and even in even around your life, this has been a season of crushing. And the oil shall come forth from this place of crushing. So daughter, feel not, know that as you yield to the crushing that God is about to make you over and release you forth and to spring you forth as a new vessel to be filled with with new oil, with a new fire and a new hunger for me like never before.
Yeah, and I see even Monica, that God says he's going to give you even a new joy that will come with a new dance. I see you dancing before God at high levels, just being thankful before him because you've made it this far. So God says, as you continue to worship me and adore me, he says, watch, I'm going to begin to even surprise you with some things that are unexpected. So God says, my daughter, know that I am here with you even until the end of times, and know that I have definitely put a new dance in your feet, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Cool beans. God bless you. Okay. Irvina?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Morristown, New Jersey.
Morristown, New Jersey.
That's correct.
All right. Cool beans. Are you okay? Here, I'm going to let Prophet Kofi minister to you.
Okay.
Amen. So as you're going forth,
I'm waving at folks. We're waving at you online there. No, go ahead. Let me stop distracting him.
I was like, what in the world? Amen. Sister Irvina, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Mm-hmm. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. This is not your season to be silent, but this is your season to be heard. And therefore, as you go forth, know that you are going forth with me, said the Spirit of the living God. And regardless of the situation, you've been presented with different opportunities to speak forth in your situation and your job, as well as even in relationships. And you found yourself communicating, but not communicating enough. This is your season to bring clarity to the matter. And don't be afraid, daughter, to redefine the relationship. Don't be afraid to redefine the relationships, multiple relationships, because God is shifting you into a new place of a new perspective, where you're going to see things differently or see things from the God perspective. Therefore, find yourself in the secret place, for I've got you, said the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. Very good. And even now, I see where in the recent past, there was a spirit of division that came to attack you and to take you out. But God says, my daughter, know that I am covering you, and I am even releasing my balm of Gilead to heal your heart and even to heal your mind, because there were some things that took place that caught you off guard. But God says, my daughter, that I am still in control and that I love you with an unconditional love. And so in this season, he says, as you begin to just lay at my altar, he said, and bring those burdens to me, he says, I'm a cause even the unnecessary burdens to come off of your back so that you can really move forth in freedom like never before. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Is this Sheena? I was like, oh, I think I... Okay, Sheena. Sheena, where are you calling from?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Prophet Kofi. Sheena is calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Sheena, I break the spirit of oppression. I break the spirit of fear. I break the spirit of silence. That is the thing that has come in to even silence or bring a level of oppression upon you. I command it to lift now in Jesus' name. I thank you now that you'll arise like never before, that you'll awaken into a new place of destiny, a new place of purpose, a new place of awareness, a new place with a new perspective from on high. I hear the Lord saying, daughter, take your seat in your heavenly place. Mm. Take your seat in your heavenly place. In other words, you've been fighting long enough, and now it's time for you to take your seat as a queen and release your scepter, to release decrees that will change the lives, not just your own, but change the lives of those in your vicinity. Take your seat in your respective heavenly place, for I shall release some brand new authority upon your life. And it doesn't seem as though this is a season of healing, but know that this is a season of healing and restoration and deliverance for you like never before in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, Sheena. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening tomorrow at Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy here in Jacksonville, 8535 Bay Meadows, from 3:30 to 5:30. Prophet Kofi is going to be with us tomorrow. Our theme is A Father's Blessing When Daddy Prays. A Father's Blessing When Daddy Prays. I think it's so important for fathers to gather their children and to pray. And I think it appears to be lost right now. So often it's the moms who come and pull the people together. But I remember as a young girl, my father praying. I remember every time we went off to travel or something, he would pray. But I'm glad that I was able to see that my father prayed. So what, Kofi, why don't you talk to us about how prayer has been very important to you as a father?
Ooh. I mean, I could not be a father without prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to lead a household without prayer. And as I stated earlier, the head of the man is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's my head, there's a place of submission that I have to take to
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
There's an engagement with him that has to go on in order for me to be the head. Because know that when I'm not in a place of submission with God, he causes everything around me to go into chaos.
Yes,
or he allows it.
Right, exactly.
He allows it to go into a place of chaos because I'm not in alignment. When I'm in alignment, everything under me comes into alignment. For the anointing flows from the head down. So I have to be under the pour of God that I will be able to pour into my wife, pour into my kids what's necessary. Jesus released the pattern of prayer. It wasn't necessarily just women that were coming to Jesus and saying, you know, Lord, teach us to pray. It was the men
mm-hmm.
that said, Lord, teach us to pray. We see you operating in the realm of the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
and we see what happens when you go behind that rock. Father, we want what you want.
Right.
What you have. We want what you have. Can you show us what to do? And so he began to teach them the pattern of prayer. It is necessary if you're going to lead a household, if you're going to lead any organization, even if you're just going to go on your daily walk, as they used to say with the American Express commercial, don't leave home
without
prayer. Don't leave
home without
a real engagement mm-hmm. from heaven. But I believe that there a lot of the prayerlessness that has gone on in the body of Christ is attributed directly to, quote unquote, our leaders not being engaged in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And because the leaders aren't engaged in prayer, they're raising up houses that don't know how to pray. Even though
mm-hmm.
God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, not a house of events, not a house of conferences, not a house of dances, not a house of church meetings, but it shall be called a house of prayer. And so it's necessary for us to understand the importance and the necessity. We see you, Sister Juanita.
Sorry. That means a lot of people wanting prayer.
We see you, Sister Juanita. We got you.
But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so it's necessary, daughters and sons, to find yourself in communication with the Father, because he, apart from him, we can do nothing.
Hallelujah. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And that's so important. And that's what we're doing, really, at Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy. That's why we call it Training and Worship, because it's important for us to train believers in prayer and train believers on how to identify and really understand God's presence, but also to begin to really worship him. Because when you worship him, you recognize his presence. And when you recognize his presence, you're going to want to pray. You're going to want to communicate with him. And that is so important right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, most definitely. Just understanding, I mean, my life totally shifted through prayer. My life totally shifted through prayer. And it's necessary. It's necessary to engage heaven and the heavenly resources, the benefits that come from being connected to heaven, can only come through prayer.
Right. Amen. All right. We only have a few more minutes left. Here's what we're going to do. Good to see all y'all online. Don't forget to like the page, like the post, and share. This is not a, I don't know what you call it, a touch screen. He's on my Mac trying to hit it like it's a touch screen. It's a MacBook Air. Here's what you guys need to do, though. For some of you guys who were not able to call in because there were so many people calling in, just go to getprophecynow.com. Getprophecynow.com. We have a team of prophets who minister to you at your point of need at the time that you're available to minister. Getprophecynow.com is what you need to do. And then don't forget, tomorrow, Sunday, Father's Day, Prophet Kofi Hemingway will be there with us at Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy. That's at 8535 Bay Meadows here in Jacksonville, Florida. 8535 Bay Meadows. We're at Suite 41. That's a River City Arts and Event Center. We're going to be there tomorrow, and our theme is A Father's Blessing When Daddy Prays, and that's what we're dealing with. And I'm so excited that we're dedicating a blessing a baby boy tomorrow, too. And we're about to prophesy over him. Amen. Like, how much time do we have left? We have time to just say a quick prayer? Oh, my goodness. We got 2 minutes. So you can pray for 15 seconds, 20 seconds. No, close us out in prayer.
Father, we thank you for everyone that is connected on this particular broadcast. God, we lift them up to you. And we ask right now that your voice would release comfort, would release direction, would release strategies, would release healing, would release deliverance like never before, Father. We ask right now, knowing that your word, that you watch over your word to perform it, God. We ask right now, God, that people would become engaged with your word like never before, God. Give them ears to hear what you are saying, God. Give them ears to hear what you are saying like never before, for faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God, we thank you right now for what you're about to do in the lives of your people. And we ask right now that you would go before them and make every crooked way straight, every rough way smooth. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, God, you said, so shall your word be that goes forth out of your mouth, that let it accomplish that which it was sent forth to do, and let it prosper in the thing where to it was sent. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. All I'm going to say is, like, kingdom come in Jesus' name. God bless you guys for listening. Don't forget to continue to pray for Prophetess Cadence. She's still in Houston, Texas. And again, we will see you tomorrow, 3:30 at Global Prophetic Live. If you need prayer, prophecy, go to getprophecynow.com. God bless you. I'm Apostle Dwan Holmes Rawlinson. I was joined today by
Prophet Kofi Hemingway.
God bless you.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.